Blog Talk Radio.
Most people would consider this illegal. Illegal.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we run this shit. See, we're kinda like the government. So just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
It's Bus Rhyme, and I'm back with a crack, and a thug, and a drug, nigga black. Best to do it, we only deal with the facts, bitch. Blazing, and I'm so amazing on the tracks, bitch. And I jump, and I skip, and I hop, and I flip over niggas like gymnastics. Watch the way I come, and I'm giving the streets asses. Bastards, niggas know I'm the king of the classic. Drastic measures, I'm spreading like a rash, bitch. Classes, in session, you're about to get your ass kicked. Emperor of every round table of the house. And when I speak, niggas respect me as leader of the councilman. God rap, God persona, God thriller. God body in the flesh, call me Godzilla. Now I know you see we be the most prominent. Dominant niggas respect my conglomerate.
We are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we run the shit. See, we're kinda like the government. So just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
Yeah!
Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo,
just
what?
Respect my conglomerate.
What my moves on?
Just respect my conglomerate.
I tell them all up, roll up. You see us roll up. See them bros rolled up. Soon those on up. Hey ladies, you liking what you seeing up? American my straps European. Came with a soul, got a Navy feels. Like an ambush, niggas like the Navy SEAL. My defense line, looking like some linebackers. Most ex-cars, all the half-contackers. Partners with them things, yeah, we call them contracts. And if your invoice right, then they might contract. 40 cal, looking sweet on them honeycomb seats. Just like Kathy, my John freak. Get you what you want, just not ain't cheap. Yeah, 13 a slit, got the Mayrod seat. Two foot of my John on the Mayrod tree. You know I brought the whole team, so we ain't run deep, yo.
We are the best and you agree with me, right?
Uh-huh.
No need to debate. The way we run shit,
yeah.
See, we're kinda like the government. So just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo, workers, bosses, Ferraris, Porsches, dope fiends, nauseous, crack spots, losses, racetrack horses, big meetings at the round table to discuss what the cost is, money, changes, devils, angels, we the ones who say what you can and what you can't do, respect, power, push, sour, haze, airy, pills, powder, gangsters, bombings, ice, garments, dawn shit, real niggas who I get it on with, when I'm around my colleagues ain't comfortable, they all gotta with my verses for a month or two. Yeah, wrong nigga to have a problem with. The blade first and the bullet gon' follow it. Yeah, if you're lucky, I might hollow it. D-Block, just respect my conglomerate.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we run the shit. See, we're kinda like the government. So just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
What's poppin', what's poppin', what's poppin'? You know, you've got it going on, and it's about to go down this morning. Wake your ass up. You got the Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Fat Man's Wake Your Ass Up morning show, Monday morning, 3 minutes after 8 a.m. Fucking 46 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high is 68 today. Man, what's going on, everybody? It's been a crazy motherfucking weekend and everything like that, man. I got my phone lines is already lit up. You know, the topic for today is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's what we're getting today. I got some people online. Last week, if you all didn't tune in, if you all didn't hear the show last week, I had a young lady call in and speak about black men stepping their game up, getting their shit together, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Lady Sage, you know what I'm saying? She called in and everything. And she made a few comments about a man that she's been dating and been involved with and this, that, and the other and everything. And today, we're going to let that man speak his side of the story. We're going to let that man clear the air, because there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of shit being said and everything, you know what I'm saying? That's another part of my topic today. You know, a lot of drama and shit is going on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, between friends and family and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, friends befriending friends, you know what I'm saying, for the sake of attention on Facebook, for the sake of how many likes you can get on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, for the sake of you know what I mean? Let's call it what it is. You know, it is there's some people out there that can see you doing your thing on Facebook and honestly get jealous because you on Facebook doing your thing, or you got more friends than they got, and this, that, and the other. Y'all should grow the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? This is motherfucking Facebook. You shouldn't take everything for face value. Facebook is a phenomenon. I wouldn't take it for face value. Look here. The only thing I would put in Facebook is motherfucking stock. That's about it. I would pay for some stock in this shit because it is going to pay the hell off. People say that I'm breaking up and everything like that. Hold on. Let me get myself situated because this gonna be a bond butter right here, boy. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Big shout out to Illuminati is already on the phone. We got Brittany Wilson already in the house. We got Lakeisha Fancy Girl Furlough is already in the building. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, my man Kenny Black is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? And my girl Tara. Ooh, I know my girl Tara gonna have a field day on this shit. You know what I'm saying? So we don't get it talking out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, though, too much bullshit going on Facebook. Shit coming in between families. People getting into each other's business. People monitoring other folks' Facebook page. That's Facebook stalking. You know, where is the Facebook police when you need it? You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you got anything to say, you got a comment, you got something to talk about, you want to talk about this topic, because today Mr. Kenny Black is going to tell you, is going to basically let you women know what to do and to step your game up for 2014. It's a two-way street now. We could have women talk and talk about men and stepping our game up, but now we're going to have the men call in and talk about you women stepping your game up and making sure that you say the right thing and not the wrong thing and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct. Y'all stay tuned because this shit is about to get on and pop it. If you want to hit me up, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-881. No, that's 347-884-8810. Once again, that's 347-884-8810. Holla at your boy, Fat Man. We are live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's go on ahead and get this shit popping. Because this gonna be kind of like a, it's gonna be kind of like a party today, almost like a Fat Man's party today. But like I said, today we gonna get into the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God, I got my man Kenny Black on the line. He's in queue. I got everybody who got something to say in queue. If you got something to say, or you want to put a motherfucker's ass on blast, you know somebody that's been out there full of shit, talking shit, or something like that, and you want to put their ass on blast this morning, you hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. This going out to my man Kenny Black and Justin Bieber, you know what I'm saying? Kenny Black was locked up with Justin Bieber. Y'all don't know that shit, do y'all? Y'all didn't know that Kenny Black was sitting in the car with Justin Bieber when they was drag racing. But we gonna get into all that shit in just a little bit. But right now, this goes out to Justin Bieber and my man Kenny Black, my man YG, my nigga right here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, y'all. We're about to get this motherfucker on and pop it. Let's go.
motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, passed her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, passed with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit our wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuits. You know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got it, yo? Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga got kicked, my nigga got weight. My nigga fronted me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak. My nigga get a plate. I'm still here and listen. My nigga, my nigga. My knock a nigga shit. My nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch. My nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in there trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. But it wasn't enough room cause I kill my nigga. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
Another one, another one.
Yeah. Another one, another one. Stay down with my day one niggas and we in the club screaming, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no.
DJ Khaled!
Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time I'm second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you starting out the garden. Four car garages, pouring some Minaj's. Birdman go brrr cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck her on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury, dawg. Day one niggas, man, you stuck with me, dawg. Ever since YouTube niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me, dawg, yeah.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no.
Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new
let's
new.
Ride.
Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I stayed down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas.
You know what it
stay
is
down
on this
from day one, so I say
yo bitch, all in my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from it. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip foreign. These bad hoes keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Dope boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, nigga. Khaled, that's my flesh out. All I want is love, nigga. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night. My same niggas, day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, stay down from day one, so I say.
I'm here with my niggas, I'm too high to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name, well that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience, I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places, bitch, we good fellas. Boy, all them niggas with you, they just pile barrels. And if we ball catchers, remember, sip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young, I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends.
Stay young, been cash money since day one.
Stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, stay down from day one, so I say.
You know what I'm saying, with that bullshit, fucking around in them groups and this, that, and the other, and shit, should have told that bitch, no new friends, you know what I'm saying, fuck all y'all niggas except my niggas, you know what I mean, so, you know, if you got a motherfucking friend that's supposed to be your motherfucking tight motherfucker and this, that, and the other, and they up on Facebook writing shit about you or writing shit about you behind your back or with a motherfucker making some, people don't understand that people see these subliminal comments that's made on Facebook. It's like, you know, you can beef it with me and this, that, and the other, then you go into a group or you go on your page and make a motherfucking comment, or you hear me say something on this radio station or whatever the case, not just me, anybody, and you go on Facebook and you make a subliminal comment like, yeah, fucking around with certain niggas, or, you know, there is no I in team, certain shit like that, because I didn't have people do that to me too. And y'all motherfuckers don't think that we don't know that you talking about us. Or you talking about me, or you talking about her, or them, or whatever. You don't think people read between the lines? You know what I'm saying? But if you're supposed to be my motherfucking homeboy, or in that case, motherfucking homegirl and shit like that, and when a motherfucker's speaking speaking disrespectfully, and you back there, amen, and laughing my ass off, you know what I'm saying, LOL, and all of that type of shit. Talk about that ain't no motherfucking friend. You ain't motherfucking family. You're a motherfucking nigga off the motherfucking street. That's the way the fuck we need to be treated. You know what I'm saying? People get too wrapped up in this Facebook shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe everything you see on Facebook. Like I said, Public Enemy came out with a song a long time ago. Don't believe the hype. You know what I mean? So, I mean, y'all need to check that shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You got family. Check this out. I made an analogy about a year ago. Check this out. A woman can argue with her husband, or a man or a woman is in a domestic violence situation. This man is coming home whooping his woman's ass every fucking night. You know what I'm saying? Like they fucking Ali and Frazier and shit. They going round for round every motherfucking night. You tell that woman, girl, get out of that relationship. Get out of that relationship. That relationship ain't good for you. Nah, I love him. He don't mean it. He don't mean to hit me and this, that, and the other. But let that same man make a comment or a post on Facebook on one of her friends' page, or she find out some shit on Facebook, you be ready to put this nigga out. Shit is twisted. You won't put this nigga out because he whooping your ass, but you'll put this nigga out for what he put on Facebook. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? And what's really tripping me out, what's really got me tripping, is a lot of you niggas is whining and bitching on Facebook like these women. What the fuck is going on? When is a man when your balls gonna drop, player? When your kahunas gonna drop down and shit like that? You don't go on fucking Facebook airing out your motherfucking business like a motherfucking woman and shit like that. We supposed to be men. We supposed to be able to talk that shit out like men supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Women don't go do their thing and this, that, and the other. They'll eventually get around to talking it out and everything. But you don't get on Facebook like no woman and, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe she did me like this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. Look here, nigga, suck it up. You got a pair. Suck that shit up. You know what I'm saying? And shit, quit whining and bitching and this, that, and the other and everything. You know what I'm saying? You got to leave that shit to Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Some shit you got to leave on Facebook. Don't take Facebook home with you. You know what I'm saying? And everybody quit fucking around on Facebook all day, every motherfucking day, all motherfucking hour and all that shit. It's more to life than these social media sites. These social media sites is destroying homes and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all y'all niggas except my niggas. You know what I'm saying? So that rant goes out to motherfucking LaRon O'Quinn, who want to talk crazy and this, that, and the other after being friends with somebody after so long and everything like that. But once again, we move on. Right now we got on the line. I'm going to go on ahead and jump into this and this, that, and the other. We got on the line my man Kenny Black. Like I said, last week we had somebody call in we had a young lady call in and this and the other by the name of Lady Sage, and she was, she was giving the Buster report and letting us know, and I asked her a question, you know, how you feel about certain things, and she was like, well, I got a lot to say. And she was basically saying, you know, men need to step their game up and et cetera, and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? Then she made some comments about Mr. Kenny Black and, you know, how he wasn't legit and, you know, about his business and things like that and how he fucked up her life and all of that stuff. Well, y'all know me and y'all know Fat Man. Y'all know I had to play devil's advocate and shit, you know what I'm saying? So y'all know I had to go get Mr. Kenny Black. Well, matter of fact, Mr. Black hit me up as soon as he got out of jail with Justin Bieber and shit like that there, because he was out there fucking around with them damn Mexicans and shit again out there, that motherfucking out there in Tijuana and shit, and then fucked around and linked up with Justin Bieber's ass and shit, and these niggas out drag racing and shit up and down Hollywood Boulevard and this, that, and the other. But I got Mr. Black on the line. I'm going to let him. Kitty, you there? Wake your ass up, nigga. You on the phone.
Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm here.
wake your ass up, nigga.
Wake the fuck up, you black motherfuckers out in Las Vegas. You black bitches. That's what it's all about, bitches. Now let's get into it, my nigga. What's up, fat man?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Listen,
wait a minute, man, check this out.
You know what? I done already gave you the segue. I'm just letting everybody know that today is a different day. Today we're going to let Mr. Black tell you black women how to step your game up and what you guys need to be doing for 2014 to satisfy the black man. Now, on top of that, he's going to clear up some things that that was said about him the other day on the show. Matter of fact, I think it was on Friday's show, if I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying, by the name of a woman named Lady Sage and this, that, and the other. So, Kenny, I'm just going to give the floor to you. What happened? Because last thing I heard, you know, when I got it, when it all came down the pipe and this, that, and the other, it was, you know, Kenny on his way to jail, this, that, and the other, I don't know why, blah, 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 blah. You know, you left her high and dry and this and the other and all of that stuff and everything. So here's your time now, bro. You got the floor. You clear the air.
Well, let me tell y'all, first of all, let's put God first. God, thank you for everything that you have done for me and blessing me. I want to put God first because without God, I'll probably be doing 90 days to 180 days in jail for some bullshit. Let's clear this motherfucking air, y'all. Black
okay.
Technology, BLAQUE, has been in business almost 15 fucking years. How can I come to Vegas and the bitch say that I'm scamming people and all that? I got a PayPal account over $100,000, bitch. Now let's get it started. The bitch is on the radio telling y'all that she don't know what the fuck happened. She do know what the fuck happened. I get stopped coming out of the Bellagio with the face recognition. They got some new shit in here in Vegas, a face recognition, so they can recognize y'all black-ass niggas with these warrants and all that shit. I'm coming down there. They surrounded me, and I'm thinking, fuck, they got me. I got a traffic ticket, and I do have a traffic ticket, driving without my license and I think a seatbelt ticket. Listen, so I go in the back room, and they start Metro come out, and they pull out all these charges, and they say you have a domestic violence charge. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Oh, your girlfriend filed a domestic violence. Now, remember, we had a fight about 2 months ago. I pushed her out the way and went home to my mom in them big-ass crib because she keeps saying about my go back home to your mama house. You motherfucking right. Go back home to my mama, big-ass crib, jacuzzi, seven-bedroom. What the fuck I won't be doing with this bitch? Anyways, on the report, she ain't tell y'all that she said that I fucking slammed her on the ground, bust her in the face, and slammed my nigga on the ground, her baby that I've been raising for 3 months. She ain't tell y'all all that. All that shit, I got into court. And the judge wrote me that shit, and I called this bitch, and I said, why would you write this on a police report? And she said, she's trying to get rid of me and take over my company. Bitch, what kind of shit is you doing? Now, here's the situation. The judge looked at me and looked at the case, and she forgot the police officer put on there. There was no physical evidence of violence in the house when he came out. That's the only way they let me out. But they ain't let me out. You know, Vegas going to get their money. They charge me with domestic violence, with battery, and I got to take some classes and fees and shit like that. Now, black women, what nigga you know will take care of another man's baby since birth? Perfectly going everywhere that I go, her little baby went. He was 9 months old, and now he's 3 years old. I'm the only daddy he knows. Bitch, why would you do something like that? When you got a nigga that's taking care of another nigga's baby. First of all, the nigga that she was, the nigga, her husband, went to jail for the same thing. He did a year and a half. So do you think he got out and wanted to deal with this bitch or the baby? No. The nigga ain't even bought the baby diapers. That bitch is cold, man. So I'm going to get off that subject about that bitch. But and then I'm going to let y'all know, she called, went through my Rolodex and called all my investors, called Circus Circus, went up to Circus Circus and told the Circus Circus management all this bullshit. I lost a $50,000 deal. Now, if you're so mad at that nigga, why would you go through his Rolodex and call all the people he know? That's some jealous-ass, hateful-ass shit. Don't nobody do that. So black bitches, I ain't fucking with y'all no more. And y'all always ask why we go with different races. Y'all get y'all motherfucking shit together. That's some old bullshit, you black bitches. And I'm saying it out loud. You black bitches, you better start sticking with them niggas, because them niggas is the only thing you got. Ain't no white boy gonna marry y'all. Ain't no foreigner gonna marry y'all. They gonna fuck the shit out of y'all, and that's it. That's it. So I'm real shitty with black people right now because we can't even stick together like peanut butter and jelly. We can't do shit together. I'm there riding for this bitch, and this bitch trying to turn her back on me and put me in jail like she did a baby daddy. But I got game, nigga. Straight up. And I'm just so heated about that, because why would you do that? The only one that gets hurt in this whole situation is the little boy. He running around there, where daddy at? That's the only person that gets hurt in this whole thing. Black technology and Kenny Black going to be all right, because I've been in business 15, 10 years, and I'm going to be grinding again. I'm back on the street. I might have lost a $50,000 deal and about five investors, but I'm still good. Nigga, I'm on the internet. I'm on the fucking internet. I created half this shit that y'all on. And y'all Facebook, motherfucker, Facebook made all y'all famous, and ain't nobody got no money. Y'all on Facebook right. Like it's a motherfucking talk show, and ain't nobody making no money. You bitches out there with them pictures and want to say shit about people, Facebook is fucking gaming y'all, because all that shit go to the federal government. How you think they got in and out? They just got y'all email addresses so they can sell y'all something or listen to y'all dumbass event. That's what Facebook is all about. None of you motherfuckers got a real site. My site is Black Technology, B-L-A-Q-U-E. Go to it and check it out. It's a site that I built from scratch, you bitch-ass niggas. That's what I'm talking about. Now, getting back to you black women, I'm going hard in the paint, you know, and all black women ain't the same. Some black women right. do care for their, like my mom. My mom has right. been with my dad for 50 years. 50 right. motherfucking years, and I respect right. them to the fullest, because she went through the grind and all the stuff that black people go through. My mama still had her nigga back for 50 right. fucking years, and she's still married, and they still kicking it. That's what I'm talking about. Black people, we need to stick together. We can't even stick together to do shit. We fighting and fussing and shit like that. If the bitch did something like that, don't go call my contacts and tell everybody. She called all the models, all the parents. I had a hell of a show going on. Had a show with yeah. impersonators and kids, fashion show, doing the magic convention. She called everybody and told them some bullshit. So I had to cancel because everybody had that leery in their face. You know what I mean? I had to cancel that, black man. So, right. you know, black women, I don't know, you know, enough talking about this sorry-ass bitch. She going to get what she got, because the government already says she lying. So she, all that shit she putting on Facebook, the DA is just laughing like a motherfucker. She's lying. So when she go to court, if she go to court, she going to arrest her ass right then and there, because she already did a violent lie. So, you know, then these motherfucking white boys ain't playing with no niggas out here in Vegas. If you look at a bitch wrong, you touch a bitch wrong, you're going to jail. That's the way Vegas is made up. Vegas is fucked up. I'm telling y'all right now. But black women, I'm fat man, I'm glad you had me venting this morning. But like I said, I'm going to get off that subject and put it in God's hand, because I'm a God-gifting man. I'm going to put that in God's hand and let God handle that. But I just wanted to clear the air. Did not touch her, did not touch the baby, did not do none of that shit she's talking about. But she did go through my whole contact list, called everybody she know that was on my and then broke my computer so I can't call them back. So I'm waiting on people to call me back to tell them what's really going down. The only numbers I knew in my head was like yours, Fat Man, and a couple of other people, you know, because cell phones made them dumb again, you know, so.
Right, right, but, right.
Okay, well, unventing.
Well. Well, man, I'm good. I'm glad you okay. I'm glad everything came out all right. You out. You just got to do some little community service, and then said the other old punk ass.
No,
shit.
A lot, my nigga, a lot. They put me on lot. Dang, I'm down for 6 months down here doing a lot, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I had to go get a restraining order for a bitch. Now, I'm a big old nigga. I'm 6'1", tons of fun. Do you think
right.
if I would have fucked with this bitch, don't you think I would have fucked her up? Come
yeah,
on, dude. I don't
yeah,
hit
yeah.
women. I'm a man that don't hit women. I'll walk away from the whole situation. Some black men's tear their ass up, but I'm not like that. I've never, ever hit a woman because I praise my mom. I look at my mom. I wouldn't want my dad to hit my mom. You feel me?
Right.
So, yeah, they got the game fucked up, man. And like I said, you black women out here, man, y'all always talking about these dudes and how they getting down, they hustling. But if they taking care of home, man, what's the fucking problem? What is the fucking problem? These women always want more. They want the best dick. They want the best trick. And they want all that. But some niggas is just humble. Come home to their girl, treat their girl real nice, and all of this shit happen? Man, man, man. Black people, and then y'all black women always say, well, why the hell he go out with another race? I feel like OJ right now. You know, fuck y'all black bitches. I don't give a fuck. I feel like OJ. I'm going to the devil to the grave with a other race bitch. Fuck you black bitches, man, because y'all can't get it right. Y'all, it's always problems. Always problems, straight up. You know, y'all got something to say. I hope y'all get online so we can discuss this shit. Because if you one of them black-ass hoes, black-ass bitches, I don't know how many bitch I can say in one sentence. Y'all get on the phone and talk to Kenny Black, because I'm going to tell you about yourself right here on Fat Man Radio. What's up, Fat Man? I'm so hot. You know I'm hot. You know I'm hot. You know
I'm
flaming. I had to smoke me one this morning to cool down, man, but the shit didn't work.
I hear you. I know you hot, and I got somebody. I got somebody on the line that I know she always got something to say and this and the other. So we gonna get another point of view, because trust me, I got a strong black female on the phone right now by the name of Tara Tara. And I know you and her had met before and this, that, and the other. So we gonna get Tara's point of view on all this shit. What's up? You got Fat Man in the morning. Wake y'all ass up. Who is this?
This is Tara Tara.
Tara Tara, what up?
Team Kenny Black for president. You're exactly right. These raggly-ass, hair hat-wearing hoes, half of them ain't about shit. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of women, and that's why I don't even classify myself as black no more, because if you say you a black woman, you automatically categorized to be on some bullshit. Because a lot of these women, they go, we will go all the way back to back in the day when bitches was getting niggas money and acting like they was pregnant getting abortion money. Okay?
Right.
We'll go to the fact that bitches is taking their motherfucking food stamp money and post it on Facebook about they about to go get turned up for money they supposed to buy shit for their baby for. We'll go to the fact that these bras that be getting bustos ran on them, and then they want to blame every nigga in the crew for to be the daddy of the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
right.
a bunch of them like that. It's a collective of these stupid ass bitches. Like, bitch, read a fucking book. Do something with your life. I told you the other day, I seen a girl talking about Nicki Minaj has done more for the black community than Martin Luther King. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Whoever, Kenny Black, give me 50 G's. I'll come stomp that bitch in her she nuts.
Yeah, hey, Tara, you don't know how many bangers I got want to beat that bitch ass, but, you know, if she come up missing, I'm going to jail for life. You know,
yeah,
and I ain't
gonna blame
getting out
you. Blame black man.
You know, I can't even fuck with that bitch. But, you know, it's just so horrible that you black women in general don't stick by their man. You know, even though that we had a confrontation, you wouldn't put our business on Facebook and talk to my investors and go up to Circus. I was doing something for the kids. I had about 150 kids come to play auditions every time. You wouldn't call their parents and told them I was scamming money. What do you think these black people parents did? They looking at me like I'm a piece of shit. Nigga, I don't want your $25. Nigga, I'm a 50 grand man. I don't want no $25 fucking dollars. I can't even buy weed no more.
That's her $25 weave wearing ass. You know what I'm saying?
And that
hair glue and shit is starting to seep into these bitches' brains, and it's frying them. You know what I'm saying? That shit is
bad.
That shit is
bad. It's bad. Black woman. You are a strong black woman. You tell the truth. And I respect you to the almighty, you know, because black women ain't telling the truth, man. They always looking for that bigger dick, bigger truth.
Man,
you know what I mean?
These bitches be standing in the mirror masturbating to their ID, talking about they getting to know themselves.
Damn.
Okay. That's how much
they
know themselves. I'm going to go jack off in the mirror, and now that's getting to know me, girl. I got to get to know me. No, boo-boo. That's not how you get to know yourself.
Now, I'm going to tell you about this trick that I was living with trying to make a whole housewife. The bitch
ain't
got pregnant. She ain't even know. And I'm an internet guy. I done read all the emails that she done wrote to the nigga. We supposed to been together. I go out of town for a week, and this bitch got pregnant by another nigga. Now, that's some shady shit. She ain't telling y'all that. She got on the radio. She ain't telling all y'all her business. She not telling the truth. She telling what she wants y'all to hear, and y'all believe in this shit. Now, this
make
is
herself
I,
look good because she ugly.
Yeah,
she got
exactly.
An ugly-ass personality. Those type of women are what I call dressed-up garbage can. You see them in the club. They look all shiny, beautiful. The garbage can sprayed all nice. It's got earrings, smell good. You open that motherfucker up, it's got maggots and fleas and flies and fucks and dicks and cocks and all kind of shit in it.
And you know what? I should have seen it a long time ago, but I just, you know, I fell in love with her son. I met her son.
He was trying to get to the pillow on the
bed. He was 9 months years old, and I kind of raised him. And I ain't got no kids of my own, so he was like my only child. That you know what that how he feeling this morning? I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Care.
Do you know? You have no
idea. She don't
idea
care. She's self-centered. You know what I mean? You can tell her nature by the actions she did to try to harm you. She went out of her way to harm you so she could benefit. You know what I'm saying?
And,
that's
she,
the lonely
she gonna benefit. Remember, she don't have my company. She don't have
you know.
Nothing.
You remember
she
in
the faith
when the Bible
again.
Talk about John the Baptist and the chick got his head cut off. John the Baptist got his head cut off because of the bitch Salome or Salami, whatever the whole name is. Remember John the Baptist when girl danced for Herod, and they cut John the Baptist's head off because of the hair. John the Baptist had dis Herod's wife, and Herod's wife got mad and got her daughter to go trick the king to dance for the king because the king thirsty ass had been wanting her daughter to dance for him for a while. So she went and danced for him, and when he asked her what she wanted, she said she wanted the head of John the Baptist. Those are them type of women.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They have been identified. Those are them type of women that are willing to do whatever they got to do to destroy another person. That is wrong on so many levels. But then they be in the church talking about, oh, I got to get Jesus to forgive me. Well, bitch, last week, Saturday, you was on your knees for Pookie and Ray Ray, and then Sunday you on your knees for Jesus? Okay, come on now. People
exactly.
Using this.
That's exactly.
A little sharp.
And you know, all black women ain't like that. I ain't gonna justify all black women, but 89.9% of them.
Vast majority.
89.9%. That's what I'm gonna start calling them black hoes. What's up, 89?
Hold that though. Listen, if y'all just tuned in, you got your boy Fat Man. Wake your ass up, water show. We got my man Kenny Black from Black Technology, you know what I'm saying, my girl Tara. On the phone, you know what I'm saying? They kind of cleared the air. I'm going to put y'all on hold for a minute. They kind of cleared the air on what's been going on the Kenny Black has cleared the air about what's going on with him, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And Tara is letting everybody know what the real deal is and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, my thing is this, y'all. Like they said, we need to stick together. Like Dick Mom and Granddaddy did, you know what I'm saying? He said that black couples don't stick together no more. You know what I'm saying? We don't even share shit no more. You know what I mean? We don't even cry together no more. You know what I'm saying? You got the Fat Man up here coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? We need to stick together, y'all. Black man, black woman, you know what I'm saying? We need to come together. Sometimes we need to try together. You know what I'm saying? But, wake your ass up, morning show. If you want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. Wake your ass up.
While we were laying in bed, both of us looking at the ceiling over here. nothing wrong with me. We're not the only people in the world who go through ups and downs. All we have to do is talk, we can work it out. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away, let me hold you tight. Tomorrow woman, we cried together, said we every day the sun doesn't shine, sometimes it has to rain. Just like we enjoy the pleasure, we have to stand the pain. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Oh, let me hold you close, let's talk to each other. I wanna hear what you gotta say.
Cry together. See, that's what Big Mama and Granddaddy used to do. They used to cry together. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, it's talking about how long they've been together. You know, this Big Mama and Big Daddy was together 50, 60 years. You know what I'm saying? We was going to their golden anniversary and everything. And yeah, Big Daddy fucked up sometime. And, you know, Big Mama always got into his ass and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? And this is, you know, but they always stuck together. You know what I'm saying? They always stuck together and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I played that, you know, because sometimes you got to cry with your woman. You know what I'm saying? You got to love your woman. But then, you know, ladies, y'all can't go out doing no crazy shit and this, that, and the other and everything like that. Y'all can't do no crazy shit and you know what I'm saying? And some vindictive shit at that. So you can't be doing that and everything, and then try and make it seem like, you know, you squeaky clean and stuff like that there, because it just don't work like that, you know what I'm saying? It just don't work like that, you know what I mean? So, you know, big shout out to my man Kenny Black and everything, and my girl Tara, You know what I'm saying? They on the line and everything. You know what I mean? We gonna get back into we gonna get back into. Wait a minute! I done gave out the wrong damn number and shit. 347-884-8810 is the number that you can hit me up and call me. You know what I'm saying? We talking about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know what I'm saying? We was getting Kenny Black's side of the story, you know what I'm saying, on what went down, the comments that was made about him last Friday, you know what I'm saying. And then we also been talking about this topic today is, why so much drama on Facebook between friends, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck is going on and everything, you know. So, you know, if you got something to say about that, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. This is one of the reasons why you only see me on Facebook is when I'm handling my business and when I'm taking care of business and things like that, because Facebook can only be used as a tool for promotion. You know what I'm saying? You can't really get wrapped up in some of these groups and things like that that go on Facebook, because, you know what I'm saying, is these groups are created to create bullshit. They're created to start shit, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you got people, you know what I mean, that's posted up subliminal messages and shit like that on Facebook. Look here, if you got a problem with somebody and you've been dealing with them on Facebook, first of all, you ain't supposed to be airing out your business on Facebook and trying to deal with people and problems on Facebook. It is a social site, a social network. We need to be worrying about all of these predators and shit that we got on these social sites and this, that, and the other that's stalking our children and everything, but we too busy worrying about whose status is what and who liking what, who's saying what, who's friends with who, and this, that, and the other. Stop dick riding motherfuckers because they're a little more popular than you are. You know what I'm saying? You can't be doing that shit and everything like that, because it's all going, like Big Mama and Big, like Big Mama say, it's all going to come out in the wash eventually. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to come out in the wash. You know what I mean? So watch what the fuck you saying, and then, you know, we got to watch with who we deal with on Facebook also, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's our problem. That's our fault and everything, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was just sitting here and this and the other. My phone been lighting up and stuff like that, and I don't know who the hell this is calling me and shit. Wait a minute. Let me see who the hell this is. Let me see who the hell this is. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Good morning.
Hello, may I speak to Angie Murphy, please?
Speaking.
This is Nurse Jenkins up here at Grady Parkland Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
And you just had a baby a few weeks ago that was premature.
Yes, I did.
The baby is still up here at the hospital. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the baby name?
My son's name is Dontavia.
They got us calling because human resources might have to run some more tests on the baby because they
What's
found...
What's wrong with him?
Nothing wrong with the baby. They found traces of Crown Royal in your breast milk.
What are you talking about?
When they took breast milk from you to give to the baby, they found traces.
Of what?
Of Crown Royal and Patron.
Oh, no.
In your breast milk. Is this Angie Murphy?
Yes, it is. And my son is Dontavious Murphy. And I don't drink that stuff.
Well, they said that they found Nouveau, Crown, Patron, and Jose Cuervo.
There's got to be some kind of mistake because I don't even like that kind of stuff. And I would never give that to my baby.
Well, ma'am, we know you've been drinking during your pregnancy because your breast milk is light blue. You drank Hypnotic.
Excuse me?
Have you been drinking Hypnotic because your breast milk is light blue?
No, I have not been drinking no damn Hypnotic. Why would I give that to my child?
Yeah, we understand that you're under a lot of pressure since the baby is...
I'm under a lot of pressure because my son was born a month early. That's why I'm under a lot of pressure. And I'm not drinking while I'm breastfeeding.
Well, why is your breast milk light blue?
I don't know what you're talking about, my breast milk being light blue.
It's so bad, some of the nurses sipping off of it getting drunk.
You got me up.
Where did you call me?
I called you a bitch.
Now I'm a bitch. Tell you what, I'm going to get a damn baby to a white woman.
I will come down to that hospital and whoop your ass if you try to take my goddamn baby.
Where the dad at?
Where your daddy at?
Do he know your breast milk is light blue?
Miss Jenkins, pass the motherfucking phone to somebody standing next to you. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a plant, a janitor, somebody. Give the phone to somebody before I come down there and find your old decrepit ass.
Well, if your breast milk is light blue, what color your is this?
Excuse me?
Your breasts look like 2 Miller highlight bottles. Who is his daddy? Jack Daniel?
Who's your daddy?
Well, who is your daddy? You need to go on Mary Peerage.
You probably don't even know where yours are.
Have you ever had hypnotic?
In my life, yes, I have. While I've been breastfeeding my son, no, I have not.
Is this Angie Murphy?
Yes, we established that.
You know, yes. Incredible Hulk is hypnotic and Crown Royal mixed together. The baby's going to be strong.
I would like to talk to your supervisor because I don't know what you're talking about. My son got light blue breast milk, and I've been drinking old damn Incredible Hulk and shit while I'm pregnant.
We are not giving you back that baby today.
Where's my son?
You're going to have to take that up with the judge.
With the judge?
Your judge will be Gregory Mathis.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Excuse me?
I said, what the f*** are you talking about?
Is this Angie Murphy?
Yes,
this
is.
You used to wake your ass up morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? That's just the crazy shit. That's why, like I said, it be going on Facebook and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers need to stay off Facebook and everything, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where the bullshit starts. It goes from tag, Facebook, what is this new shit? LinkedIn, Tumble, Tumblr, all this new shit, and this, that, and the other, y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's designed, like Kenny Black said, they just sold everybody's email. You see what happened to Target and shit like that. These hackers is hacking into this shit and finding and getting information. This is how the government gets your information and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? People don't know. The people who have computers with built-in webcams, yeah, wow, you think the webcam is watching you? Somebody else is watching you through that webcam, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you know, because webcams and everything and internet is dealt on laser, sound waves and shit. They snatch you from out of the air, you know what I'm saying? So this is how people hack into accounts and everything. They snatch that shit from out of the air. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So y'all got to be careful with this Facebook shit and stay closer and quit talking crazy and doing crazy bullshit on Facebook. You got the Fat Man up in here. 8:58 a.m. We're going to get back to the story of what's been going on and everything like that. We got Tara on the phone and my man Kenny Black on the phone and everything like that. And we was basically kind of talking about, you know, the black women and the situation at hand and stuff like that, what's been going on and everything. How do you two, I'm going to ask Tara this question. Tara, how do you feel about the social media today? Are people misusing the social media today, or are people overusing it?
People like to have a voice. But what's the purpose of having a voice if you ain't got shit to say? People don't know that the internet was created in 1969 as the ARPANET. I only know this because it was connected 3 days before I was born. And it was created as ARPANET, which is a military defense program to be able to share military information between bases. And it was hooked up at the University of California, Berkeley, UC, or however many little, it was like four of them. It's four little universities that's tied into UC. And they created it to be able to monitor Russia. So along the lines, when Bill Gates and Steve Jobs came, they just used it for, you know, other purposes. But if it was a military defense, part of a military defense program then, you think it ain't a military defense program now? You know what I mean? They monitor it. They watch it. So if you got some secret shit to say, don't say it on the internet. And the thing you're talking about with the camera, Google has backwards programming. So if you're broadcasting, they can tap in and see what you're doing in your house. You know? People don't study that far, though. They just, oh, this is cool. I'm going to go do it. Dummy, dumbass dummy, do some damn research. Oh, it's in that book that niggas don't look in. You know? And I want to touch back on the subject of you know, how people, couples don't get along. I was mad at my husband one day. He asked me to do something, or I asked him to do something, and I got mad. And I was like, I hope the dog, his mother-in-law has a big-ass 180-pound Rottweiler. I was like, I ought to make the dog bite him. Saying it in my head, the next morning we woke up, this dog had dropped the biggest pile of shit in his art studio that I had ever seen in my life. And then he came to me and asked me to help him clean it up. I'm like, no, hell no, hell to the no. But it dawned on me like, damn, I fought this shit, and maybe the fucking dog subconsciously heard me, because this dog never shits in the house, ever. He's so smart that he knows how to go out, open the door and go outside himself. So what you think about your mate, why would you want to think hateful things about the person that you claim to love? Just because you're in conflict, does that beget for you to literally hate this person? And, you know, me and my husband had conflicts, fights. We done burnt up clothes, didn't throw up houses, did all kind of shit. But ain't nobody else going to come in and try that shit with us. But, you know what I'm saying, we work this shit out. Of course people are going to have conflict, but if I get mad, don't mean I'm finna go dial 911, because if I dial 911, he go to jail, I'm sitting here looking stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
People have a misconception of what love is supposed to be about and being in a loving relationship is about, because if you're in a loving relationship and just because a person doesn't do what you want them to do or hurts your feelings, does that warrant you to want to create their demise? If so, then you're not in alleged love at all. You know what I mean? It's what you think. It's what you think about the next person that's going to affect you. Whatever you do to somebody is going to affect you in the long run. So motherfuckers need to make their choice wisely. You know, just because somebody upsets you, ain't giving you your way, that don't give you no grounds to try to poison their food or, you know what I mean, shit like that. You know? And if you with a nigga, like you was talking about earlier, if you were with a nigga and he beating your ass, and you stand with him while he beating your ass, bitch, run. You know what I'm saying? That's your choice. Because there's plenty of domestic violence shelters out here for places to go. There's one right down the street from my house. That bitch like Fort Knox. You know what I'm saying? We can't just make it look like men aren't being abused too. You know, because women have a different form of abuse. All that going to the club and leaving your man with the kids and telling him he ain't shit and he ain't this type of nigga and that type of nigga. Women are verbally abusive and men are physically abusive. But it's still all abuse, you know, because women will cut a nigga down. And my silly-ass daughter said this yesterday. She said, it's cold as the look a woman has on her face when a nigga shit won't get hard all the way. You know what I'm saying? And that made me realize that women can be some cold-ass pieces when their needs aren't being met. Women are not void of being guilty, you know, and it's this hyped-up America where, women don't do no wrong, and women aren't bad, women are good, and women are mistreated. No, it's women out here that's doing all kind of wrong shit, you know, so don't nobody get no pedestal. And as far as black people, like I said before, that shit goes all the way back to Africa. A Nigerian can't work in Ghana because he doesn't speak the language. That's black-on-black crime. That shit, we came over here with that shit. These white people didn't create that among us. That shit happened over here, happened over there, and it's still going on over here. Because the moment you say something, I got some projects I'm working on, and I tell some of my friends, like, look, I'm about to do this, I'm doing that, and this is happening, they be like, oh, that's good. Instead of saying, yeah, girl, go, do it, you can do it, they be like, oh, that's nice. And it goes to their mentality, or why am I not doing that? Okay, why aren't you doing it? Get up off your ass and do that shit. I'm not going to sit back and just because I'm black tell myself, oh, I'm not afforded to this or I can't do that because I'm black. Bullshit, bitch, I'll be purple. Matter of fact, I'm pink on the inside and I'm black when I die, so I'll roll with the colors pink and black and roll with that because I'm going to get this money. Because money is the color, the real color of America. It don't matter what fucking color your skin is. I'm talking to a guy. I'm in talks, like I've been saying. I'm in talks with a television station. And I'm going to introduce him to Star Shima them today. He's going to be tickled, but I'm introducing. But I had to tell him, like, look, my people, they don't seek opportunity. And a lot of times when you seek opportunity, other people will come and talk you out of what you believe in about yourself. That shit don't apply to me. Ain't a motherfucker finna stop me from having a fucking corporate office building. I think in terms of corporation. I think in terms of building wealth for my great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And because the way I grew up in the black community, I'm programmed to, oh, you can't do that. It'll never happen for you. Well, I turned the fucking TV station off, and I'm finna get this bread. And I'm not getting it just to help me. I'm trying to get it to be able to help everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody. But I'm not going to give anybody anything. I'm going to get their ass a fishing pole. I'm going to get them a shovel, and I'm going to show them where the motherfucking worms in the lake is. If you don't want to dig your worms, your ass going to be sitting on the bank hungry, and I'm going to be at the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Tara, your husband is very, very lucky to have you. You're like one of the – you're not in the 89.9 percentile. And you ain't got no blue titties.
No.
But let me tell you guys, I'm going to put it out
there.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on, hold that thought, because I got some other callers. Hold on. Let me take this call. Area code 619-0693. Yo, what's going on? Wake your ass up. Who's this?
Wake your ass up, nigga. What's up? It's your boy, Big VSP, man. I'm just chilling here listening to Fat Man this morning.
Oh, okay. What's up, man? How did the show go last night?
The show was great, man. Everything went good. My headliner didn't show up, but, you know, we made it happen. Everybody made money. All my artists made money, everything like that. But I was just calling in, tune in. I like this chick that's on the phone right now, man. She's feisty. She said, I'll be purple. I like her. Just keep her on. Keep her on here, man. I just want to listen.
That's Tara and Kenny Black, man. You know what I'm saying? They come on and, you know, they do the nigga news report for me and this shit and the other. So, you know, they having their thing today about what black women need to do to get their shit together. Because last week I had somebody on the line about what black men need to do to get their shit together. So, you know me. I have to play devil's advocate. I got to get both sides of the story and everything
like that, man.
I walked in
right in the middle of the conversation, but I'm digging her. Put her back on the air, man. I want to learn some more shit
okay.
about these bitches.
All right, then. Hold on. Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's 9:07 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We got everybody kind of chiming in on a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying, on what's going on and on this Facebook shit and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I mean? They had the Grammys last night. I didn't get a chance to see the shit, you know what I'm saying? But I heard it was a lot of crazy-ass shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Justin Bieber was there. I'm not sure and everything. They say Beyonce and Jay-Z's Sexy Drunken Love Grammy opener stars react. You know what I'm saying? And they were saying, like, it was really, really just off the hook. It says, Crazy Hot, Obsessed Tears, and just some of the stars' reaction. Hollywood A-list just couldn't hide their excitement during the after Beyonce and Jay-Z's Ultra Sexy Drunk in Love performance opener for the 2014 Grammy Sunday night. Among those who lost their you-know-what via Twitter watching the couple's duet, at Staples Center in L.A. were Lena Dunham, Nick Patrick Harris, Kelly Clarkson, and Christine, whatever the fuck her last name is, you know what I'm saying? You can read the comments and this and the other, and he's like, holy shit, Beyonce, you aren't even a woman anymore. You are the world. You are the Lord. When Beyonce giggles self-consciously in front of a whole music industry, is pretty clear she surpassed the earthly plane, whatever the fuck that mean and everything. So big shout out to everybody that was watching the Grammys last night. I didn't get a chance to watch that shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything and stuff like that. Damn, I got weed men hitting me up this morning and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So listen, we about to get back into this right here. Hold on, so we had Tara and Kenny Black and everything was on the line and stuff like that. So we were talking about the social media and how the internet got started and everything, you know what I'm saying? I know I interrupted Kenny. Kenny, what was you about to say before we went to that call?
Man, let me tell y'all something. I want y'all to write it down. If you're on your computer, I want y'all to go to this. I'm going to tell y'all who the fuck I really am. I'm the only nigga that you guys know that's been on a stock market to help all you fucking artists out. I created a software where every artist, actor, celebrity can talk to their fan base for a dollar amount. Meaning, if you wanted to talk to Snoop Dogg, you could pay him $200 and talk to Snoop Dogg for 20 minutes. A lot of people say, well, what the fuck I'm going to talk to Snoop Dogg for 20 minutes? Well, Snoop Dogg got 550 million motherfucking fans. I think a million of them going to call and talk to Snoop Doggy Dogg. I'm on the stock market, and the name of the company is called Intro Buzz. I want y'all to lock that in because I changed the way money will be made for artists. And you know them white boys didn't allow me to do that. They tried to railroad me, say, nigga, you gonna change the money. Don't nobody need us no more. And took my ass off. I walked away from $8 million. Walked away because those white people still trying to do the same shit and lock me up for 40 fucking years for creating this software. It's right there. Type in INTROBUZZ. And my real name is Kenny Carter. I'm a West Coast Carter, my nigga. Jay-Z know who I am. That's fam, my nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all don't even know who y'all fucking with. I'm trying to help the whole West Coast, trying to help the whole artist get together and make their own money with our social network. That's why Black Technology is a social paid network. I'm not a Facebook. I'm not a MySpace. Nigga, you got to have a little money to get involved with me. That's why Black Technology is still banging like a motherfucker, because we don't have the Facebook riffraff. If you ain't got $125, you can't fuck with us. That meaning that you guys are still doing the old things that you guys been doing. So, you know, look it up, see who I am, because y'all can really get down with me, because I created some of this software on what you guys are using for Facebook and MySpace. I created some of that. So get it real. I'm telling y'all from right now, get it real. Just check me out. And do you think I got time to be messing around with a hoe bitch? Straight up. I don't have time for that. So y'all get on y'all computer and type in Intro Buzz. The facts don't lie. I'm the truth. And I'm sitting up in Vegas fucking with a hoe bitch.
Whole bitch.
You know
whole
what
bitch.
I mean?
It's a Kenny Black, a whole bitch, you a liar.
Yeah, a whole bitch, she should write a Bible. I mean, and you black women don't even realize, you know, I'm still on the ground. I'm still in the streets. I'm still doing nigga shit, trying to help niggas out. I still smoke trees. I still do the same thing. I still take care of babies and all that, man. I ain't got no babies of my own. Why would I take care of another man's baby? Because I should have realized why this man didn't want to take care of his baby or be around this girl. Because the baby's a beautiful kid. But I see why. Nigga, you locked me up for 190 days? Nigga, I don't want to be a part of you nor the baby's life. That's what
you know
black
what,
boys
Kenny,
do.
A lot of times when these women be like, oh, he did this to me, he that, and he was wrong. They don't never tell their side of the story. You better check that bitch Adam's apple because she been on some bullshit. A lot of times I dated this guy, and all he talked about was how his baby mama mistreating him and how he did, she did this, and I found out he was an international ass whooper. This nigga used to be mad because the mailman came over. Damn, nigga, the mailman, the same nigga that was here yesterday.
She said he was an international ass whooper. This nigga's been whooping ass all over the world.
All over the world. Trick me. Wait till I got pregnant, then this shit changed up. He whooped my ass for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be like, somebody talking shit about the next person, they ass is probably guilty too. And that's the same scenario you went through. She probably talked about that man like a dog. And come to find out, she that man, mama. It was her ass. He was probably in her ass because she was doing bullshit, burning up clothes and telling the police where the nigga sex is and shit like that.
Oh, wait a minute. She did burn my clothes up. So you fit in the profile, burnt up all my clothes.
Yeah.
Burnt up all my clothes.
Yeah.
And told the police about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I put his clothes in the trash bin. How you going to put my gators and all my stuff in the trash bin?
Oh, no.
I didn't know she put your shit in the trash bin.
Oh yeah, took my stuff in and broke the computer. You know my mom cried. My mom said, Kenny, you know what? You know my mom went out of her way to buy me a new computer, and then she went out of her way to go buy me some new clothes. So they said, yeah, you run back to your mama. You're right. I love my mom and my daddy because they always there when you need.
You ain't got no food?
And I don't do nothing bad to my parents. That's why my parents respect me, because I respect them. You know, a lot of people don't respect their parents, and their parents paved the way for them. You know, a lot of these people, like her, can't go home.
She
they
don't
go
burn
home
all
them. Because they disrespect their parents, and their parents don't want to have nothing to do with them. My mother and father, you know, I praise my father. My father, my best friend, he showed me the game. He showed me the game. You know what I mean? So, you know, the black child needs their black men in their lives one way or another. Now this baby don't have nothing to go by. He's still running around there looking for daddy.
You know what?
That
it's
ain't
funny
cool.
You say that, because a lot of men, I be in a lot of these groups because I be observing people. That's one of my main things on Facebook, is to observe the thinking of a lot of people. And it's a lot of men that say, I'll never date a black woman who has kids, and I won't raise their children. And I'm like, why? You know what I mean? But, like, hearing what you said, I understand the logic in it, because a lot of women take that for, I got this nigga raising my kids, blah, 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 telling their girlfriends all their business, and then they be like that girl on, remember that Dave Chappelle skit where Keeping It Real goes wrong?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then their girlfriend be dating their man because they don't set up and brag about how they dissing the nigga. She looking like, that's for sure. And to be honest, a situation happened like that with my husband. He was dating this girl, and she was talking about him like a dog. Oh, he do this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, I'm stealing him. I took him. Sure did. I took him, and I married him. How about that, bitch? And then we're finna beat her up. She was talking shit. So I called her boyfriend and told her to stop calling my husband before I whooped her ass. And then when I seen her, I let her know I was going to whoop her ass, and I ain't seen her since. She shouldn't open her mouth.
Girl, you need to be out here on the West Coast, man. Baby, you need to be out here giving these women some lessons. You really need to come to Vegas and do a seminar.
I got a TV show.
Tara, you know, she out there holding us down, you know what I'm saying, on the East Coast. She out there in Mount Clemens out there near the G, you know what I'm saying, where we both from, the 313. And she's just out there in the suburbs and shit, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that there. So,
I live in Magic Crackerland.
You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But,
ratchet on grass.
Right. Hold on for a minute, Kenny. Listen, Tyler, we got some people that was, you know, basically kind of asking some questions. They, you know, they notice about a lot of your posts that they see on Facebook and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And one thing that, you know, I know that you do, you quote a lot about Tupac and this, that, and the other, and the Illuminati and all of that. Got to sum that up real quick before we get up out of here and everything, because I got to pay some bills in just a minute.
Well, the thing with me and Tupac is, I didn't even, in 96, I didn't even like Tupac. I didn't listen to his music. I didn't like him. I didn't fuck with him. And I was asleep one night, and I had a dream. And me and him was in the elevator. And he said to me, he said, they setting me up. And I said, what? What you talking about? I was like, why would they do that? He said, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. And I walked out the elevator, and the elevator closed, and I just started running around like, have you seen him? People like, ain't no way you seen Tupac. You tripping. Ain't no way you could have seen Tupac. And I woke up, and I was like, okay. You know, I didn't think no more about it. And 3 days later, he died. And when I woke up, I had this terrible pain in my side. And I just kept smoking, going through my day. And about a week later, the pain is so great till I had to go to the hospital. And I went to the hospital, and I was pregnant. Now, my tubes are tied, and it's 99% infallible. And so I look at it as like that he put something in me, metaphysically, telepathically put something in me to be able to bring it forth now. It's because he had a logic that he wanted to be able to spark a brain that would help change the whole world, and I feel I'm that brain. And for some reason, through wherever he is, it's like I pick up information and I learn things, and the more I study myself, the more I find out about this world. And people be trying to come at me, I be like, nigga, shut up. I don't forgot more shit than you ever learned. you know. Right. But I've always been like this. I've been reading encyclopedias since I was 4 or 5 years old, studying mythology and, you know, religion and all this stuff. I'm just born like that. But my
right.
thing is that people don't look deeper into the things that they follow, like this book, Me Too Neater. And it's written by a black man, true enough. But a lot of the things in there are wrong. And a lot of these movements that they're teaching people about, these religions and these ideologies, are wrong because nobody ever looks deeper into it. That's like the thing with everybody's with Allah. Allah was originally a pagan god named Hubal, and Muhammad got mad because his great-grandfather was going to sacrifice him to Hubal. So when he got older, he went and destroyed the 360 idols that were around the Kaaba stone, and he implemented Allah. You know, so it's a lot that people don't know about these religions. I'm not down with religion. I'm about believing in the power of a human being. Why does everybody need somebody outside themselves to be able to do something? And every time somebody does something, they thank God or Jesus or Allah or Muhammad. Why can't you thank yourself? Why can't you thank the next person for being a human and being amazing? Because humans are fucking amazing. What's wrong with that? Everybody wants to be a god. Everybody wants to be Ra or Amen or Hotep or Ta. What's wrong with being who you were born as? And everybody wants to assign themselves to Africa or South America. What's wrong with being born in America? You know? What's wrong with being okay with being you? And I think that pisses people off because I am who I am. I'm okay with who I am. I'm okay with my name. I'm not trying to be anybody else but a human and be myself, you know? So a lot of times I say things on Facebook to invoke people to get mad because if I piss you off, it's going to make you think. And that's what I want people to do. I want people to think. Look for the deeper meaning in everything because everything has a base to it. Everything comes from somewhere. You know, don't believe what TV say. Don't believe what one book says. Get another book and add that to that and gather the information. I look at it as like I created the internet in my own mind because when I was a little girl, I would study, say, Jupiter, and then Jupiter would say, go look up Zeus, and then Zeus would say, look up Apollo. And I would do this, and so I have a background of knowledge, but that just came from the thirst for the desire to learn, the desire of knowledge, and nothing is wrong with knowledge. Now, true enough, I can't take all this information I got and go to the store and buy a goddamn thing. But I can take what I know to be able to forge my path in this world, you know, and that's what it's about, forging your path in this world to make it better for everybody, to make it better for your family, make it better for kids. What are you going to put into the world that's going to make the world a better place? Instead of taking all the time, find out a way to be able to give. And that's why I became a Machiavellian Buddhist, because Tupac was right. You know, people look at him as a thug, as a gangster. No, look deep into Tupac. Read the book he wrote, Inside a Thug's Heart. Read the book he wrote, A Rose That Grew from a Concrete. That boy was going through hell. His mama was on drugs. He had a funny name. He was funny looking. So he had to forge his path in this world to try to make it a better place for his people. I know some of his family members. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are not in, like, the greatest place in the world. But he had a desire to do things to make it better. There's a center in Atlanta, Georgia, called the Tupac Amaro Center for Arts, and it's all about teaching these kids to be able to develop their artistic skills. Well, up here in Michigan, I volunteer at the Jermaine Jackson Community Center, and I talked to him this morning. You know, me and him kind of cool. But his logic is to get all these community centers and have them privately funded so these people can teach, these kids can learn art, they can learn about themselves, they can be allowed to have fun because the government shut all the community centers down. So what's wrong with these niggas like these basketball players and these Oprahs and these Jay-Z's who got this money and giving it back to the community? If you don't like America, do something the fuck about it. Help these kids. Make it better for the next generation. Fuck us. We don't did what we gonna do. All we can do is do more for the future. It's not about living in the past or how we got here or who came first. Fuck all that bullshit. What you gonna do for these kids? You know, my husband teaches an art program, simply, and he only got that position because I used to go up to the community center and get food because he gives away, like, truckloads of food. And I would go up there, and I volunteered, and he said, these people come up here and get the food, but they never come and volunteer during the week. And I said, I'm not going to let that be me. So I started volunteering, and now the doors open up. My husband is getting ready to paint a mural of Umar Johnson, Frederick Douglass, and Marcus Garvey on the wall at the center so these kids can learn about Africa, about black history other than on February. And Malcolm Martin, what they did was cool, but it's hundreds of black people that did amazing shit. But ain't nobody going to talk about it because the Fox News won't let them think past what they seeing. Pick up a fucking book. I don't give a fuck who wrote it. If a donkey wrote the book, I don't want to hear that the older white man wrote the book. I don't care if the motherfucker was purple. Read some fucking books so you can get an idea of what the fuck's going on in America. Because America ain't going to give you shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
America's not going to give you nothing. You are afforded the luxury that anybody else, any white man you see in the corporate America, you're afforded that same luxury. But you got to be willing to do what them same motherfuckers did in order to get themselves there.
Right.
So...
Well, listen, everybody, you know, if you just tuned in, we're sitting here kicking it with Tar. We've been sitting here talking with Kitty Black, and we've been getting the point of view, a little bit of everything and stuff. I'm going to put Tar on hold for a minute. Look, it's 9:25 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to your boy, Fat Man. Fat Man, wake your ass up. Morning show. We just dropping a little knowledge and everything, you know what I'm saying? And, this goes out to all you haters, all the haters on Facebook and this, that, and the other, and the haters that want to call and talk about everybody and everything like that. Yeah, I've even myself been known to hate a little bit, but at least I'm mad enough to say, yeah, I'm hating, you know what I'm saying? So this song is for y'all. Here's my girl, Jill Scott, and Hate on Me on the Morning Show.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old thing, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip.
I ain't a bridge to town. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty, and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling up tight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About to get baptized, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Wake your ass up, morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was the first song was my girl Jill Scott, and that was Chris Breezy and Luda. You know what I'm saying? Wet the bed. You know what I'm saying? And 9:34 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? 9:34 a.m. Y'all already know what it is and everything like that. If you watched the Grammys last night, it's 46 degrees out here. The high today is 68. You watched the Grammys last night, it was a lot of shit going on, you know what I'm saying, and everything, the best and the worst dressed at the Grammys, you know what I'm saying, Bieber of the future, you know what I'm saying, and ex-Marlboro man dies of smoke-related illness. Y'all remember the Marlboro man, you know what I'm saying, the guy, the cowboy and shit that's been been the face of the Marlboro, you know, cigarettes, you know, for so long and shit. Well, he died of smoking. Ain't that by the bitch? And this, that, and the other. And this goes out to a friend of mine out there that's out there listening right now. I know we was talking about the drama on Facebook and shit. Check this out. If a nigga got 5 Facebook pages, that's a hit and a half for your ass that he's crazy. He's a Facebook stalker. That way when they shut down one page, he go to another page. When they shut down that page, he go to another page. When they shut down that page, he go to another page. That's too many email addresses and too many fucking passwords to fucking remember for 5 Facebook pages. Look here, ladies. If you dealing with a motherfucker on Facebook, in these groups and shit, and every time you put a block on his ass or something, he pop up somewhere else or something like that, and this, that, and the other. This motherfucker is a Facebook stalker. All right? You got to be careful with how you deal with these people on Facebook and shit like that there, because, you know, they getting information, they out here fishing, they going through my friends list, Kenny Black's friends list, and everybody and everything, and friend requesting or piggybacking on what you might be doing, or take you and then invite you, or automatically put you in one of these Facebook groups. You know, y'all got to be careful and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? Because there are still crazy motherfuckers out there. There are still motherfuckers that, you know, that don't have it all. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be careful. We got to definitely be careful. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:36 a.m. Out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, just going through some quick things, some stuff that's going on in the local news out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? They got a wow. They say Nevada gas prices raised by 1 cent. Okay, so it's like you know, it's like all the Las Vegas drivers and this and the other out here, you know what I mean? Las Vegas drivers saw a 1 cent jump in the price of gas Monday despite remaining below the national average, okay? So the price of gas was $3.20 a gallon a month ago. Regularly unleaded gas was priced at $3.03 at the same point in 2013, the national average of price of gasoline stayed steady week to week at $3.28 a gallon. You know, gasoline is still high as hell and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, damn. You know, and in case y'all didn't know, Target just laid off like 428 people and this, that, and the other, and they're getting ready to close 2 Target stores out here in the Las Vegas, Nevada area. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Another thing that we were talking about as far as people taking care of their kids and stuff like that, you know, they had a kid out here living in, they just took a parent into custody for child neglect for a kid living in horrible conditions and everything like that. You know, y'all, we got to take care of our kids and everything. We got to take care of one another, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. What else is going on in the news right now? We just skimming through some shit because we didn't had an enlightening morning. You know, we didn't had here goes something. Pot shops for some, but you city folk, not so much. You know what I'm saying? Now I told y'all in April, you know what I'm saying? In April, they're gonna legalize marijuana out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? In the Southern Nevada region. It says cities or county of Southern Nevada are making their stumbling way towards having legal storefront operations to deal medical marijuana to card-carrying patients with prescriptions for drugs. But the citizens of the state's largest city might have to wait potentially for a long time to see dispensaries. Nevada voters passed a constitutional amendment in 2000 that both allow medical marijuana to be cultivated and sold, but the rules and regulations were in the state of limbo until last year. So we're going to be able to buy some weed out here in a little bit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here at 9:40. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up morning show and everything, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of shit going on and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying? But right now I'm on I got another call coming in. Hold on just a minute. I got another call coming in.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Mr. Glenda.
This is she.
Did you used to date a boy named Reggie?
Reggie?
Yeah, Reggie.
Yeah.
Now, I need to talk to you about that. Are y'all still together?
No, we're not.
Because it's got something to do with a baby.
Okay.
And he done got my daughter pregnant, I believe. She had a car accident, and she over there parking in the hospital, paralyzed from the waist down.
And when did this all happen? Because we just broke up.
Pregnant probably 3-4 months, but she been paralyzed for 6 months. Now, he hadn't been coming up here to Parkland to see her and while she in the hospital. Now, how in the hell he get her pregnant? She can't grind back.
How he get her pregnant what?
She paralyzed from the waist down, and I need to talk to him.
Okay. I don't know how to get in touch with him.
Well, we need to try to get some child support. I'll see if y'all can help us out with our baby shower. It's going to be up here in the hospital room in 504.
Okay.
Because she can't leave the hospital. She paralyzed from the neck down.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but...
Well, can you come up here and help us blow up some balloons?
No, and I already know who this is. Rich Smiley Show.
Oh, damn. You know what?
Sort of Diamonds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of you guys to come out here and spray?
One moment. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house and two roaches was mating. They were stuck. And I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor. And the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
Hold on. Oh, Jesus, that go ahead come. Hold on. Oh! Oh! Hello? Hello? Hello?
You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, boy. I get these strange-ass calls and this, that, and the other, and everything. That's my man, Ricky Smiley. Big shout-out to him, you know what I'm saying? He sends me all his little prank calls and everything, y'all. So it's 9:43 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, y'all. We're getting ready to... close the show out. I want to thank everybody for rolling with me, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Latisse Jackson, Kenny Black, you know what I'm saying? My little sister Brittany out there, you know what I'm saying? South Entertainment, my man Quentin Davenport, P-Dot Freeze, you know what I'm saying? Washita Ardmore, my man Vic VSP, Da Vinci Self-Made, you know what I'm saying? And my man Willie Christian, and of course Shorty B out there in Albany, New York, and my girl Tyra, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank y'all for calling in and, you know, supporting the morning show and calling in and speaking your mind and keeping it 600. You know, y'all just don't know how many people y'all help and how many people, you know, that we actually make a difference in their life, you know what I'm saying, when they're listening to this show, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure that... y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. Of course, today starts the 2014 Heart Healthy Challenge is on. You know what I'm saying? Team Thick Nation, you know, I am the grand master of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So today I will be getting back in the gym and getting my getting my health together, getting my, you know, getting my cardio back on and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got to stay healthy. That's one thing about us as black people, that we got to make sure that our health stays intact, you know what I'm saying, and that we stay healthy, you know what I mean, because, you know, it's a lot of stuff out there, cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes and everything that takes out black people every year. So we have to do our part, try and eat right, try and, you know, do the right things and this, that, and the other, you know, take your vitamins and say your prayers and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, and make sure you get up and get some exercise. I always say make sure you have a healthy-ass sex life. If you got a healthy sex life, you're getting plenty motherfucking exercise. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? You're getting that exercise every damn morning. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying, because when you get up in the morning, you're supposed to be in that ass just like a fat man's party. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all get y'all health together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay together. Y'all love one another, y'all. We're going to be right back right after this. Kenny Black, Tara Tara, you know what I'm saying, Miss T.T. Champagne, you know what I'm saying, my girl Jasmine, you know what I'm saying, my little sister Britt, you know what I mean, everybody that's rolling this morning, Diva, DJ Diva D, You know what I'm saying? Tara Tara, everybody, you know, Miss Chastity Lovemore, Lakeisha Fancy Girl Furlough. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that was tuning in and everything. We about to get the last words right now, you know what I'm saying, from my man Kenny Black. We're gonna let you close out the show, man. Anything you got to say? Any last words you got to say to anything, about anybody?
You know what? You know, God is good. I'm a first mention God because he made me closer and he made me realize that he's real. Because the things that I got going on in my life, I almost seen God. So he has found a disciple, and I will be doing his work. And, yeah, I ain't no holy-woly. I'm still going to do my trees and everything, but I want to put God first, and we need to get closer to God. You know, a lot of you guys don't believe in God, but I believe because he showed me the devil. He showed me the way when I was sitting behind them bars, you know, and he even brought me an angel. The angel, let me tell you the funny thing real quick, Fat Man. I'm in jail. I see a light come over. You know, this white man just walked by me, and I seen a light. He bald-headed white man. He walked by me, and I seen a light, just a glow. And we looked at each other. He kept walking. He came back over there. I said, man, what you do? Do you know what this man do? He the one that created Korn and Cure, the rock and roll band. He's in there on some bullshit. Why he make me the manager of his rock and roll group?
Wow.
And he's rich, and he's sitting in Las Vegas jail on some domestic violence that he didn't even do. Guess what he did? He was like, man, you the truth. I heard about you. He gave me all the rights to all the albums. Now, you know, this is the creator of Korn and Cure. Why this man just open up his heart and give me his managers, gave me all the number, passwords, and everything, and I got the record. So Black finna turn rock.
Right.
And I don't know nothing about rock. So I want to say again, you guys out there in line, you know, I know we have problems. I know everybody has problems with the domestic violence and your mate and stuff like that. But you got to start putting God first, man, you know. And God made me a true disciple to him. And I do believe in what he do. And everything is going to be all right. Just put it in God's hand. I ain't going to talk no more about that girl. I'm going to bless that girl, you know, and let God handle. Let God fight my battles for me. I ain't doing that no more. I'm 40-something years old, man. I ain't in the streets like that.
Right.
But if I was 21, I'd have beat the brakes off that beer. Because I got time to think about it now, man. I'm 40-something, man. I ain't trying to do nothing but live, man. You know, but like I said, out there in radio world, God is good, man. Y'all better believe in one thing. You don't believe in man, believe in God. That's all I can say.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in, man, and being a part of the show this morning, man. And, you know, whenever you got something to say, you know to call the Fat Man. Fat Man, wake your ass up on the show, and we going to wake these motherfuckers up, all right?
No doubt, man. I appreciate you, Fat Man, and thank you, Tara, for clearing the air, and thank you for being a strong black woman.
All right, then, man. I'll holler at you and everything. Yeah, that's my man, Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, Kenny, and everything. Right now, we're going to go to my girl, Tara, and everything. So, listen, Tara, we getting ready to end the show, girl. I appreciate you rolling with us this morning. You got any last words? Say what? I can't hear you. No, I still can't hear you. Hello? Uh-oh. All right, well, the car has dropped, you know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to go. Big shout out to Tara Tara, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. We're going to go into another song, y'all. But your boy got to get up out of here and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And for the last words, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, we got to stick together, you know what I'm saying? As black people, black men, black women, white men, white women, we all got to stick together. We all here for a purpose. You may not know what your purpose is, but you're here for a purpose. And God is real, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you do have to get on your knees and talk to him. You have to talk to him just like you call in and you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Open up your mouth and talk. A closed mouth does not get fed. You know, how do you expect God to hear your prayer and hear your cry if you're not speaking and you're not speaking out and calling in his name? You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all be careful out there. Y'all be careful of all this Facebook bullshit going on and everything. Stay out of trouble and everything like that. All men ain't good men. All women ain't good women. You have to be leery. You have to be picky. This is the year of being picky. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So y'all have to, you know, be picky, because it ain't about you and it ain't about him. It should be about you and it ain't about him and it ain't about her. You know what I'm saying? But when it all boils down to it, you know what I'm saying? It's about me. You know what I'm saying? So you got your boy Batman up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. I appreciate y'all rolling with me this morning. I'm about to get the fuck up out of here and everything, you know what I'm saying? And y'all gonna catch me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. I am out of here.
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Everything about me.
Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got a 100 grand in my ashtray. Been 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Problem come with the moles like a donut. So more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. What? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck grinding. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Everything about me.
Everything about me. Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock knee. I'm in that hella fast whip going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted. Like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign at. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Flat only, you know what I'm saying? It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 gasoline, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My chick all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. $1 million watch this.
know it. Got a $1 million crib, you don't even know it. Hey, that monster truck, sit tall, so big, can't even tow it. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more it. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, no.